Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So it's total chaos.
I just
as
so
usual.
Wanted to do like welcome back.
I know.
Sort of massive. How long's the break been? 3 months? 4 months?
Instead, what's happened?
There's been a change of government. There's been a change of monarch. Neither
yes.
of which you could have begun to predict.
I know.
When we went off air last time. I was all set up. I was going to read the papers today and do stuff for the podcast.
So what's happened, listeners, which you will probably know already, as this is going out on Friday, is that Giles's email, and it turns out possibly phone, have been hacked.
Basically, I got an email yesterday. I don't remember. I got an email from a travel company saying we've attached your receipt. This is a warning. Sorry, public service information. Very clear. We're doing this for the good of our...
We are.
I mean, you know, Serial podcast managed to free Adnan Syed after 20 years in prison. And we were thinking we should try and do something good with our podcast, weren't we?
Well, we always do our best, don't we?
I think freeing prisoners of conscience is for strictly for series, what's this, 9, 8, 10, a million, 4. What we're going to do, darling, isn't it? We're going to help our listeners to not get screwed.
It's I don't know about you. I get an awful lot of emails telling me to beware of scammers and phishing emails. But the problem is with those scam emails and those phishing emails is that they're just very, very convincing. They're just very, very good. And if you're caught off guard, you're done.
So I get an email from a travel company that I literally travelled with 6 months ago, we had to move our flight, so they sent us a refund. I got an email yesterday, early on, saying, hi, here's the receipt for your kind of returned money. And I go, no, that's a bit late, but fine. Click it to open. Doesn't open. Reply to it going, this can't open. They said, try this. It asked me to put in my email address. I put in my email address. I even made a big effort to try and lowercase the G, because you know when you...
Mm-hmm.
It goes capital G. Not revealing the rest of my email address, but you can probably guess. And then I was picking up Sam from school yesterday, and I went to look at my phone to kill the time, and I appeared to be in the middle of an email. It said, Dear Tiffany, who's the name of a financial advisor of mine, where I have a sort of pensions and ISAs and stuff invested. And it was saying, Dear Tiffany, can I put £50,000 out of my account? I want to borrow a friend some money. And I looked at it, and what was the first thing I did?
You called me and said, are you sending Tiffany an email for a joke?
I thought,
I've got such a great sense of humour.
I thought you were literally sending a joke, crap English email to our financial advisor or something to show that I don't know. And then I looked down at my phone and more was written, which meant that it now said, you know, kind regards, which I never write, Giles, Corin. Someone was writing it even as I was holding my phone. Long story short, reported it to kind of, the help desk, the IT help desk, and they said at the Times, and they said change your password. So I did. Thought no one did anything else about it. They logged the call, as IT departments do, perfectly fine. And this morning, back on the school run, about 8:30, I looked down at my phone.
Ding!
Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Ding! Magic Frog. What was he called? Crazy Frog. Ding! 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 It was that. It was people WhatsApping me. I think I've
been... You've been hacked,
mate. Yeah. And they go, oh, thank you so much. I think you've been hacked. Thank you so much. I think you've been... I know. I think you've been... Fuck off! I know! I've been hacked! And it was millions of message send failures on my coming into my email because my whole email thing had been sent this thing saying... It said, the Times update is what it said. Mm. Like I send out Times updates. But clever for them, not pretending. Because, I mean, if they'd send out the old travel receipt thing from Giles, people would have been... Anyway, click on this URL to get the Times update. And then if you put in your email address, well, you've got it too. And anyway, so millions of people, that happened. And that's a massive stress. And I don't know. And I was already beginning to think about the new podcast and I should be writing things down. And Esther just breezing along, not too bothered because taking life as it comes. And I'm going, no, got to prepare. Head in a great spin. And they've dismantled my email account, so I can't be contacted. They're sending a guy around. He's called Ben, funnily enough, Ben. Got two techie Bens coming around.
Brilliant.
Both to take away my soul.
Yeah.
And they're going to take away my laptop and my phone.
I mean, what is...
And then I have nothing for days.
You've got nothing for
days. I can't be contacted by anyone.
I had this. I had... You were about to go... Hi, Iris. You were about to go away somewhere. And both my phone and my laptop basically broke at the same time. And I had what I can only describe as a nervous breakdown. Because when you've got no phone and you've got no laptop, you can't do anything at all.
You'd forgotten your password though, hadn't you, for your phone?
I hadn't forgotten my password. It was my phone. My laptop just died from old age. I mean, literally, like, old age. I rang someone and I said, my laptop's died. And he said, well, how old was it? And I was like, I don't know, 8, 9. And he was like, I can't believe it's lasted that long. And then my phone, I dropped my phone or it smashed or something like that. So I had no, at the same time, for one reason.
That wasn't
whatever,
when Kitty threw your phone out the window?
No, Kitty threw my phone out a window at a different time. Sorry about the banging.
Okay, so
we're now banging.
And by the way, just to fill you in, the building works that we've just started, which were planned as a revenge move on the new neighbour.
It wasn't.
So that when they moved into their lovely new house, we were then going to mess up their lives. So the banging you can hear is...
It's coming from us, but we want our house to be done, so we're not going to ask them to stop. I'm afraid you're just going to have to put up with the banging. Liz Truss wants to take us back to the 80s, doesn't she?
You mean in the sense of bankers' bonuses?
And cutting stamp duty.
Yes.
To make housing transactions easier and more straightforward.
A really good thing to do is to stimulate the housing market and get house prices rocketing again. That's the thing that young people with no money really need.
I don't think it will make housing prices... I think it will actually have the opposite effect. I think it will actually bring house prices down because so few people want to sell their houses or move or do anything on the housing market because the stamp duty... The stamp duty gives you pause for thought. It makes you think... That what it's done is it's had a sort of chilling effect on the housing market. So now there aren't any houses available for sale because no one wants to move around or do anything.
You're talking about really nice country houses with pools that we can't find.
No.
I think there are houses at the bottom.
There are, but there would be more if the stamp duty wasn't quite so high.
What it's going to do, obviously, the stamp duty, and we're not here to offer economics advice, possibly we are. You've had your first look at the clock, but we've got plenty of time, surely.
As you know from sitting here on this side of the table, it's a thing that's very easy to see. I haven't had a first look at the clock.
Very hard to look at the clock. Doubly hard.
Not to.
When it's me talking. Yeah, looked again. I don't know. What was I thinking? It was a bit weird that she wants to take off the stamp duty or change what she's going to do. Raise the levels of stamp duty starting, lower the ceilings of stamp to get people in just at a time when interest rates are really, really high, so lure people into massive debt. But am I going to write about... Oh, no. So the writing would be right about...
Going back to the 80s.
Going back to the 80s.
Going back to
other
the 80s,
things
because
she could do.
The other thing that she's doing is she wants to take away the cap on bankers' bonuses. Now, remind everyone why there's a cap on bankers' bonuses to start with. Not just because we all hate really rich people, but
is it not? I thought it was because we hate bankers.
I wonder if it was a kind of, you know, double whammy to... Because bankers, after 2008, crashed.
No, it was just meant to... It was meant to be... the Osborne Cameron government addressing the excesses, or was it still the Brown government? When did the Cameron came in 2010 and the crash was 2008? So sometimes around there they introduced heavier legislation, they got rid of the bankers' bonuses, or they slashed the levels of the bankers' bonuses.
Yeah.
So I think it couldn't be more than three times their annual salary of £1 million. I mean, it wasn't much of a bloody problem, but they did that to try.
That's why I think it was partly window dressing. Gordon Brown wanted to show that they were doing something.
Ostensibly, they were trying to address the high-risk culture, which meant there were such high rewards for taking massive risks to get huge amounts of money, that you ended up with the subprime...
Yeah, exactly.
...pretends what it knows
Although
what it is market.
Although it was something that we did inherit from America.
Yes, and so we want to inherit it again, because the reason Truss wants to take it away is because it was discouraging, ostensibly discouraging the city, because she thinks she's a trickle-down economics person,
yeah.
which Biden just said this week doesn't work. And obviously he said it doesn't work because it was a Reaganite thing, a Republican thing, and he's a Democrat, so he doesn't like it. But Liz Truss's thing is just make it, to give everyone a bigger slice of the pie, just make it a bigger pie, is her principle.
Yeah.
So he thinks, but really all this is going to do is attract really greedy, venal fuckbags into this country who aren't happy with 4 million a year and will only work if they can get 20 million. And what kind of society do you get when it's people like that?
Yes, all of that. I don't know. I don't know enough about it to really comment. But
nor do I.
If we are going to lower stamp duty and get people buying and selling lots of houses, and there's going to be the cap on the bankers' bonuses is going to be removed, and it's going to be back to loads of money, back to the 80s.
Yeah.
You've got no phone. You've got no laptop. It's back to the 80s with you.
Because really,
what else was going on in the 80s?
Oh, I was thinking we could go another way. If she reduces, I'm segueing here into another story.
Go for it.
By taking away the stamp duty and increasing the possibility for bankers to earn lots of money, or for all of us to have more money, and it'll probably have the effect of ramping up the housing market, maybe bring house prices down, as you think, will give us an opportunity to maybe buy Buckingham Palace and live there.
Uh-huh.
Because who would want to live there?
Nobody. It's a horrible place.
And why are we talking about it?
We're talking about Buckingham. Well, this is a story that's been rumbling on for an awfully long time, because the Queen was very diligent about living in Buckingham Palace, even though it's not a very nice place to live. I mean, it really isn't. I think it's sort of, at the moment, it's being refurbished at sort of great expense and takes years.
I'm surprised they've got any builders. What were the number that are at our house?
At our house, I know, they're none left.
Do you think they've got Slav? Yes, bathroom finish.
Oh, we can put all the wallpaper in the wrong way around, and then the lights the wrong way around, and then do the shower so that when you turn it to like rain, it comes out of the gooly washer, and when you turn it to the gooly washer, it comes out of the rain shower. But they have, so Buckingham Palace have all sorts of problems. It's probably got loads of mice, like Westminster, like the Houses of Parliament does, which is being redone now. And also, Charles always said he didn't want to live in Buckingham Palace. It's big, it's drafty. If you forget your, you know, Lipsil in the bedroom, it's just, you know, miles you've got to walk to go and fetch your Lipsil. He likes living in Clarence House.
Do you think it's
House.
Like when you go and sort of, you go away on holiday and you go down to the beach and you've left your suntan lotion?
I think it's like that, only way, way worse.
The one posh house we ever stayed in, Chilham Castle, where our friend Stuart Wheeler lived before he died, and it was this massive grand sort of Jacobean thing, and we used to get invited there sort of once a year, and it was amazing, and you'd arrive, oh, we're at the castle, it's so exciting, it's just like being really posh, and literally you would go
down. You would do 20,000 steps going back to fetch the thing.
Going down to the swimming pool, and Sam goes, I've forgotten my goggles.
Yeah. Back you go, trudge.
Are they in the dungeon?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Are they in the wine cellar? No. Are they in the jousting hall?
Yeah.
No. Back up to the ding, 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 up to the servants' quarters. Yeah.
Even with the internal lift, it was a real...
But it makes the point, doesn't it? We quite liked going to Chilham Castle, the only castle we were ever invited to, once a year. That's how you'd feel if you basically had the royal palaces, wouldn't you? Charles would quite like to... You'd probably like to have Buckingham Palace. It's quite convenient for the theatre and stuff.
Good for the theatre. It's good if you just like... If you're having a birthday party and you just can't make a decision about the guest list, you just want to have everyone.
The point about Buckingham Palace thing, he wants to get rid of it because he wants to shrink down the monarchy.
Yeah, okay? He's very...
So, which we were talking about earlier. I mean, there's this thing, Operation Golden Orb, which
right.
I thought was to do with him getting a prosthetic testicle, and Operation Golden Orb.
Like a Prince Albert, but fancier.
Like no, just like having a golden nut. I mean,
okay.
My friend, you know our friend who had the testiclectomy, he's only got one ball.
I keep forgetting that.
Do you remember? He's only got one ball, and he had this, and he had this quandary about whether to get. They said, the doctor said, like, do you want a second ball?
Yeah.
In there,
yeah.
And he's like, well, no, because it doesn't really matter what it looks. You know, what it won't do anything. And they go, yeah, but it'll look quite weird. One nut just hanging underneath your dong. You need to get one put in so they hang either side.
Yeah.
And he said, it doesn't really matter. I'm married. You know. Mm. Then he got separated. He went back to the doctor and said, I'm back on the market. Can I have that extra nut you were speaking about? And got one. And I'm just saying...
No, Operation Golden Orb is, of course, the...
The Bond film. It's the new Bond film, isn't it? It's the...
Golden Orb!
Exactly.
Testicles are gold.
There'll be more from Esther and me in our kitchen after a short interlude. But to find out what I wrote about in the end, why not pick up a subscription to The Times and The Sunday Times and enjoy 1 month absolutely free? Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran has no idea. I've been promised that this will take you to an amazing offer, rather than just a website created by Ben randomly containing all my broadcasting mistakes. Although I'm sure that exists somewhere, it's just going to be up to you to find it.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We didn't do our podcast. We didn't relaunch our podcast last week out of respect for the Queen.
Yeah.
Quite reasonably. I mean, some stuff was cancelled, some wasn't. But I do think the bit that you were saying only this morning, just before the world fell in the papers, how much there was in the papers. There's been nothing in the papers. Yeah. Basically, nothing except COVID.
Yeah.
And then nothing except Boris and nothing except Brexit. And nothing. Then the summer, there's nothing in the papers anyway. Then just when we're coming back, going to start the podcast, loads of news.
Queen dies.
The Queen dies. And there's yesterday, so today, well, we record this on a Wednesday, Tuesday's paper, the day after the funeral, 28 pages of news before the comment. Two of them, and they were both half pages because of ads, were about news that wasn't the Queen. Mm. 26 was Queen. Today, there's loads in the paper, but I didn't have a chance to read it because my phone was hacked.
Yes, everyone's been sort of saving up all their best stories for today, and there's a huge man in the paper. But,
for example?
The story that you gave me that I quite liked was about the number of ants on Earth. So some scientists have discovered how many ants there are.
Yes.
They kind of worked it out. So I'm just going to quickly call up this.
I heard this on the radio, and they said, scientists at somewhere, which you're about to tell us, have established finally that there are... Joe Swires, my local pub landlord, he thinks had an odd... Oh, look, this is the guy who's come to take my phone and thing. It's a hack. Is that Ben the... Ben the cyber guy? No, leave the shoes on. Fuck, that's the least of my problems. Gosh, he doesn't look that different from other Ben.
Yeah, this you could be cousins.
This is, oh my God, this is the bit where not the simultaneity, what do they call the thing when it turns out we're all living in
the Matrix.
Singularity.
The singularity. It's the singularity where Ben comes in and he's far more technically, anyway. Yeah, fine, so there it is.
All I'm going to need is just scribble down a password just so we can get on.
Yeah, the good point.
Scanner on it. Let's have a quick look.
That's an L, obviously.
Okay, cool.
That's the thing.
If you say so.
As opposed to one.
We'll wrap this up today and then try and get a courier out tomorrow to bring it back here, if that works for yourself.
Yeah, no
problem. Or you can collect, it's completely up to you from London Bridge.
Either way is good.
Okay.
So that's it, that's just like a dark now.
Cool, yeah,
very well.
So show Cyber Ben out.
Yeah.
Because I've got to go in 20 minutes.
And then close the wormhole in space and time that is... Split it and give us
yeah.
two.
Giving us two bends.
Two bends. Do you think he was kosher? Is he real?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean about the difference between like cyber security
and tech support?
And tech support.
Yeah.
So that's just me, dark.
Yeah.
The rest is silence.
Yeah. But you've got your burner, so. What more do you really need?
We'll just do a drug deal and then throw it in the sink.
Okay, so
canal.
This story about ants I really liked.
What's the story?
So the story is an insect ecologist and temporary principal investigator at the University of Würzburg in Germany has
Würzburg.
Würzburg in Germany.
Ah, in Germany, they have decided, they have found out how many ants there are. Germans love ants because they work in unison. And they march
Don't
together,
ask any boom, questions.
Boom, 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 and they take things over like this, and they make colonies everywhere, and they work very, 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 very hard.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And they all look the same.
They all look.
They have no sense of humour.
I don't know. Actually, they look like they.
Who, ants or Germans?
Worker ants and kind of leafcutter ants. When they're kind of twizzling their little antennae together, they do look like they might have a bit of a sense of humour.
Yeah, they have a fucking awesome Oktoberfest.
Do you want to have a guess at how many ants there are on Earth at any given time?
Is it a changing number? I saw something about it. It's like a. It's like a. It's like, is it a gazillion?
It's like a stupid made up number.
Is it a gazillion? Is it a quantillion? Is it what was the thing that Sam used to call it? A jillion was a big number.
A
jillion is just a woman's name.
It's not.
Is it four zillions?
No, it's not four.
Four gazillions.
It's 20 quadrillion, which is 20,000 trillion. Individual ants.
Sorry, is a quadrillion the one after a trillion?
Apparently so.
And
a
billion is 1,000 million, and trillion is 1,000,000,000,000, and a quadrillion is presumably 1,000,000,000,000,000. No, 1,000,000,000,000,000,000.
It's 20,000 trillion.
But how many ants is it?
Loads.
How big a space would it cover if they're all together? Is it the size of Wales? Or is it the size of Israel? If you put them all standing together. How many times in the moon and back would they stretch?
Yes, that all needs to be done.
Could you fit them all into Buckingham Palace?
Yes, exactly. And how
or
many
Kentish Town?
How many lengths of a double-decker bus are they? Because that's the other. Would they fit into an area the size of Wales?
I've already said that while you were scrolling. Did
oh,
you
I'm
literally
sorry,
just say,
I'm sorry.
I literally did that.
I'm
like,
sorry.
Fuck me. Quickly, look at the clock. It's like a.
No, then, but I was reading.
No,
so I was
I'm kidding, darling. It's fine.
So they are, and also the estimate is 2 to 20 times higher than previous ones. And Sabine S. Newton, who is the.
She sounds sexy.
Yes.
She's been working on the ants.
She has. She's the lead scientist. Said, we were very surprised about the larger number of ants.
We were so surprised. It blew our fucking tiny minds. We could not believe it. My socks fell off.
It blew our big
scientific. What does she actually
minds.
Say?
She says,
we are surprised there's so many ants. But it's an estimate. How can they be surprised by that?
She said, we were very surprised about the large number of ants we found.
But they didn't count them.
We virtually didn't have any expectations because the numbers which floated around beforehand in scientific literatures were basically educated guesses, and they had very little empirical data to work from. Anyway, all that's boring. But your sort of riff on it was very good, which is that
my notion. But and what other things did your 9-year-old son ask you to investigate?
Exactly. How many ants are there? How many ants are in the world? How many grains of sand are there on this beach? One that Sam will not leave me alone about is how many blades of grass are there in the world. And you just think,
I'm so surprised to find that the number of blades of grass when we guessed was more than we guessed last time. Time we said 4 quadrillion. Now we decided it's 700,000,000,000,000.
I wonder if they could answer other pressing questions.
Isn't it weird that it's the Germans? If it was like the Spanish or something, Portugal, one of the Muppet countries, but it's the Germans. It's kind of nice that the Germans are just doing stuff like that compared to turning their minds towards the darker stuff.
To the V2, yeah.
Yeah, but Putin's not sitting around worrying how many ants there are.
No, he's
not. And they're going to be rather fewer when Putin's finished, I fear.
They really will. Yeah, exactly. But it's just about, it's like whenever you talk to anyone who's doing a PhD, the number of available subjects for a PhD just diminishes every year. So whenever you talk to anyone who's doing a PhD, they say, yes, I'm doing a PhD about that funny crease between on your face, between your eyebrows, and what it means.
There was a thing when I was doing my finals and wondering, do I want to be an academic and what could I do a degree in, and what could I do a PhD and stuff like that. And I remember talking to my tutor and he said, well, you're not going to be able to do, let's put it this way, there's a certain amount of funding and certain subjects are popular and there's quite a lot of demand. I went, right, so for example, you won't be able to do a PhD about Shakespeare. And I went, right, Nigel, that was then Professor Smith was my professor. What might I be able to do a PhD in? Do you think they might? They said, well, nobody you've heard of yet was the answer. Literally, that the sort of where I was on the academic scale was maybe get funding, but you'll have to find a new writer that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what happens. People will literally do sort of semicolons in the early work of Ben Okri.
Yeah.
And if they can find someone who's interested, it might not have been done. Yeah, quite
well,
right.
When my dad was thinking about doing a PhD, he was going to do the remilitarization of the Polish army between the First and Second World Wars. I mean, like, wow. That's quite... I'm sure it's an interesting, important subject, and there's lots of excellent research to be found in Warsaw University.
Whatever it was, it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough.
That's basically
it. Wasn't enough to do it.
To bring us back to the Germans. How much have the Polish remilitarized? They have 3 more tanks. Haha, and we have 20 quadrillion ants.
Well,
we go into them with the ants, with the exploding ants.
How many
ants? That's why the Germans are doing something sinister. They're going to, like, weaponize those ants.
To take over your email and hack your phone. Most likely. Okay, I think we probably need one more story and then I've got to bounce.
So wait a minute, how many blades, so you said they've done...
Oh, I see, sorry.
So let's cut back to that.
So, how many ants are in the world? How many blades of grass are there? Are there more blades of grass or more grains of sand in the world?
Is that what Sam wants to know?
That's what Sam wants to know, yep.
What is thunder? I think scientists can probably tell us that. That's the thing that Sam always wants to know.
What is I've explained to him, we have both explained to him what thunder is many, many, many times, and he doesn't believe it.
Because he still finds it scary. I keep saying it is the wrath of God, afraid that the world's going to end because of Vladimir Putin's nuclear weapons. And he continues to be scared of it.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? But the thing is that thunder is so unlikely. The idea that that's what thunder is so sort of unlikely and stupid. What do you mean? How can a blinding flash of light go kaboom? It just doesn't make any sense.
It isn't the light that goes kaboom, though, is it? It's the builders that go kaboom. If this is actually the bloke from cybersecurity watching my laptop and phone, we are fucked. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Wireless Studios production for The Times, produced by Ben Mitchell. You can listen to us on The Times radio app or download from wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off Air, the podcast. With Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
You eat cheese in the sink?
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times radio app.